Continuing our time and previewing Freedom Fest for you, downtown Bartles Hill, presented by a whole group of volunteers, including, of course, headed up by the Kiwanis. And Nathan, we'll talk about how people can get involved in just a little bit. But 4th of July, we're talking usually some hot temperatures, and you got some reasons for people to cool off, right?
Absolutely. We have some great ways to raise some funds for a wonderful school right here in Bartlesville. We're going to have our dunk tank set up this year as well, and the proceeds from the dunk tank will benefit Wesleyan Christian School right here in Bartlesville. We got some great dunkies this year.
Okay.
I actually was a dunkie last year, and I think the line was all the way down the block whenever that happened.
It's always nice to have friends.
That's right. Because I'm a staff member this year, I got out of it. So I'm very, very glad. But we got some great replacements. State Representative Travis Dunlap, he did it last year with me as well. But this year we got District Judge Curtis DeLapp to be a dunkie. Again, all of this benefits Wesleyan Christian School. We're going to start it off about 6:15. You can come up and get 3 balls for only $1.
Wow.
3 balls for only $1, throw it up, and you'll be able to dunk
if you
your favorite state representative.
You can't actually throw at the judge, but you can get close.
That's right. He'll probably make a very good talent and a target for folks to go up there, want to take some frustration out on the good judge, or maybe Representative Dunlap, by all means. We're going to have others, obviously, but those are just a couple of names we're going to have this year.
And won't be held in contempt of court either. So that's
right. I don't think anybody will be prosecuted if we end up dunking Judge DeLapp. I think he'll be okay with it.
Okay, he signed up for it.
That's right.
Little Mr. and Miss Freedom Fest contest. This is your opportunity to vote, besides what's going on as far as election time.
Right. We have approximately 30 great young contestants between the ages of 5 and 8, both boys and girls, for Little Mr. and Miss Freedom Fest. And this is a vote by donation to give back. So this is a fundraiser for that. And we'll you and I, Charlie, will actually be emceeing the Little Mr. and Miss contest on the main stage. I think that starts at 6:30, if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I think that's right. So I had to check my calendar myself. But we'll be making the announcement, and the boy winner, the girl winner, they're going to get some great cash prizes, $100 a piece.
Wow.
You know, and second, third place winners are also going to get some. But the first and place winners for girls and boys will get to lead off that red, white, and blue Patriotic Kids Parade that will kick off at 7 o'clock, directly after our little interviews with the candidates from the main stage, the Cherokee Casino main stage.
So. All right. And, of course, I wanted just to take a side excursion just a moment to recognize the Kiwanians. Your mission primarily centers around youth, and whether
that's
it's
right.
a youth fishing tournament or the what we're talking about now, that's the primary mission for the Kiwanians.
That's right. That's right, Charlie. That is why we exist. We're here to make a difference in the children who have some needs. We give multiple scholarships throughout the year to children to go off to school. At the end of the year, we give college scholarships, recognize students of the month. We also have, obviously, Sooner Junior, the mini golf course out at Sooner Park that we run throughout the summer to give our kids here in the community something to do and to get them involved. And with Little Mr. and Miss Freedom Fest, getting those 5 to 8-year-olds involved in it, this is just another way we can inject those kids into our community and get them involved. And we had a sponsorship with the Examiner Enterprise for Little Mr. and Miss Freedom Fest this year. It's just a great event, and you're right. That's why we're here. We're here for the kids and to honor our nation during the 4th of July Freedom Fest.
Okay, some free kids games, activity booths, inflatables, all kinds of other things. And we're finally, she's been sitting over there very patiently all this time. Co-chair for Freedom Fest this year, Karen Wilson. Nice to have you here today.
Thanks, Charlie. Yeah, well, I think you saved me to last because I can go on and on. But as we've talked, I mean, everything is bigger and better this year. More kids games, inflatables. We've got a double water slide this year. All the inflatables are sponsored by Trudy Credit Union, as in the past, and we really appreciate that. Arvest Bank is sponsoring the kids games. We have the inflatable, the climbing wall, the tiki wall that we've had in the past, bounce houses, lots of games, and all the games are so, you know, this is one of the most popular things we have, and it's all free. You know, that's the best part. It's all free and lots of areas to cool off. And I should mention, too, while, you know, because we don't thank them enough, the fire truck will be out there spraying water. So even though we know it's going to be hot, mm-hmm. on the 4th of July, as it usually is, there are opportunities to cool off. I think I'm right saying that the water slide, even adults can go on this year.
All right.
So come out and bring your kids and get on that water slide.
Moms and dads and kids of all ages.
That's right. Hey, we've got more booths and food vendors this year than we've had in the past. So whatever you're in the mood for, you'll probably find it there. In the food court area.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the military corner.
We really appreciate Walmart Distribution Center has sponsored that in the past and will continue to sponsor this year. I mean, you know, again, the whole theme of 4th of July and Freedom Fest is honoring and thanking our military veterans and active personnel as well. And Walmart really has a heart for this, and we really appreciate them coming out. We also have, actually, Patriot Hyundai GM is sponsoring the Patriot Corner this year. So in addition to the military Wall of Honor and the military corner, and at the Wall of Honor that we have at the military corner is where you can come out and actually write the name mm-hmm. of, you know, a family member or friend who's serving. And we really like to recognize them. And at the Patriot Corner, there'll be even additional activities, you know, to recognize our military. So we're really happy about that.
Great. Food? I mean, who doesn't like to, you know, have a, I don't know, a hot dog, a hamburger? If you got apple pie, it's all good. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Better than ever. Sponsored by a new sponsor, Express RX of Bartlesville, this year. And we'll have more, like I said, we're going to have more vendors and booths out there. So there's plenty of reason to come to downtown Bartlesville before the fireworks.
Which come around about 9:45 or so.
The fireworks kick off at 9:45, just about dark, behind the stadium. And so the entire Freedom Fest area is a great place to watch the fireworks. And of course, you can watch them from the stadium too. In fact, the tournament is really gracious in allowing folks to come in for free mm-hmm. and have a seat and watch the fireworks at the end of the evening.
Sure. And again, baseball and fireworks and jet aircraft. It's
and
all
speaking
good stuff.
Of, and just one last thing, speaking of apple pie.
Yes.
We have a pie eating contest this year, and it is apple pie. What could be more American?
There you go.
So, pie eating contest, there are two of those, one for the little kiddos. I think they get to look for a goodie in a whipped cream pie, but the adults get to eat apple pie. And this will be in the Eagles parking lot during the evening. And this is sponsored by Express Employment Professionals. So we're happy to add that new activity this year.
Sounds like a wonderful time and another reason to head downtown to Freedom Fest. Nathan, this is not put on by the three of you or even by only Kiwanians. It takes literally a village to put this on.
It does take a village to put this on, and we're very thankful for our fellow Kiwanians who come up and step up. The Knights of Columbus have also done a great job for us. City of Bartlesville comes in and provides us with some logistics support, that type of thing. Phillips 66 is donating their parking lot, so there we go. There's no worry for parking at all uh-huh. during the Freedom Fest. Obviously, we're going to have thousands upon thousands of folks along 2nd Street between Keeler and Dewey coming out and enjoying the day. But what really makes this run is our volunteers. And we are in need of some additional help. Volunteers who can sign up for the kids' games or our inflatables, helping us out with whatever setup, takedown. All you need to do at this point right now, really, is just go to BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org. That's our website. Mm-hmm. There's a link there for volunteers to sign up. You can also email info@BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org. And for those who may not be as technically savvy, some of us may not be able to do so, they can give us a call as well. If they want to call 918-977-3400. then we'll be able to do that. The volunteers, that is the lifeblood of this, an hour of your time to have a great time to do this. You're going to get a free t-shirt from us, but also we'll take volunteers online. That is really the lifeblood of our organization and the lifeblood of Freedom Fest, getting those volunteers out to help us, and it's so much fun.
Think of that picture of Uncle Sam pointing his finger at you. We need you.
We need you. We want you. And again, just go to BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org or give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to give you anything that you want to do. Again, an hour of your time is a perfect way to give back to the community and make sure this runs appropriately.
Guys, thank you so much for all your hard work between now and what's going on. Thanks for all the planning. And that's the Community Connection coming up for you on AM 1400 K1.